Part 2. Anticipated Large Chapter 11 Filings. Now let's turn to the topic of large Chapter 11 filings troubled company reporter editors anticipate in the near term. Carlo Fernandez identified three companies that may be close to filing for bankruptcy. The cases are LodgeNet Interactive, Edison Mission Energy, and THQ Inc. LodgeNet Interactive Corporation posted a net loss of $105.71 million on $278.71 million of total revenues for the 9 months ended September 30, 2012, compared with a net loss of $1.78 million on $321.21 million of total revenues for the same period a year ago. Following the third quarter results, the South Dakota-based connectivity solutions provider said that the decline in revenue and the payment terms of its vendor forbearance agreements created liquidity constraints on its operations and related financial results. These liquidity constraints and our non-compliance with certain of our debt covenants have resulted in there being substantial doubt about our ability to continue as a going concern, the company said. To maintain continued service from HBO and DirecTV, the company entered into forbearance agreements with each of them. The company has negotiated a revision to its forbearance agreement with DirecTV, whereby the company's November payment has been deferred to December 17, 2012, at which time the company will be obligated to pay them $20 million. The company has also negotiated a revision to its forbearance agreement with HBO, whereby the company will make a current payment of $1.5 million to them, representing a partial payment of the company's November obligation, defer the balance to December, and owe them a payment of $6 million on December 17, 2012. Quote, "If we are unable to obtain sufficient liquidity to make such payments, which is likely, or such payments are not further deferred, we will be forced to file under Chapter 11 as of the U.S. Bankruptcy Code in December." Unquote. The company is in active negotiations with its lenders and a potential investor in an effort to structure an orderly bankruptcy process. The company's balance sheet at September 30, 2012, showed $291.74 million in total assets against $448.72 million in total liabilities. Edison Mission Energy elected not to make the $97 million of interest payments due on November 15, 2012 for unsecured EME bonds maturing in 2017, 2019, and 2027. EME's unsecured bonds generally provide for a 30-day grace period for interest payments before an event of default shall be deemed to have occurred. If the interest payments are not made prior to the expiration of the grace period on December 17, 2012, then generally either the trustee or the holders of not less than 25% in aggregate principal amount of the bonds may declare the entire principal amount of the bonds and the interest accrued thereon to be due and payable immediately. EME said its failure to pay indebtedness under its unsecured bonds will likely result in EME's filing for protection under Chapter 11 of the U.S. Bankruptcy Code. Santa Ana, California-based Edison Mission Energy is engaged in the business of developing, acquiring, owning, or leasing, operating, and selling energy and capacity from independent power production facilities. EME subsidiaries and affiliates owned or leased interests in 39 operating projects with an aggregate net physical capacity of 10,979 megawatts, of which EME's pro rata share was 9,852 megawatts. The company's balance sheet at September 30, 2012, showed $8.17 billion in total assets against $6.68 billion in total liabilities. THQ Inc. has entered into a forbearance agreement with Wells Fargo Capital Finance, LLC. Under the agreement, Wells Fargo has agreed to forbear from exercising its rights and remedies against THQ and its subsidiaries with respect to previous events of default under its credit facility. The period of the forbearance currently extends to January 15, 2013, during which time Wells Fargo has agreed to make additional loans to the company, subject to the terms and conditions of the forbearance agreement. Additionally, THQ has entered into exclusive negotiations with a financial sponsor regarding financing alternatives, which may result in, among other things, significant and material dilution to shareholders. THQ is a worldwide developer and publisher of interactive entertainment software. THQ's balance sheet at September 30, 2012, showed $265.41 million in total assets against $306.58 million in total liabilities. In addition to the challenged companies mentioned in Mr. Fernandez's report, the troubled company reporter provides ongoing reporting about more than 3,000 companies experiencing financial distress or restructuring their balance sheets in a judicial proceeding. Stay tuned to learn more about obtaining a trial subscription to the TCR at no cost or obligation. That concludes part 2 of the report. The report continues in part 3.